Hello, and welcome to Networking Unleashed, Building Profitable Connections. Welcome back to the show, folks. I'm your host, Michael Foreman, and you're listening to the podcast where networking is more than just awkward handshakes and bad coffee. It's an art and a talent. But here's the twist. It's an art and talent you can actually learn. Yes, even if you're the person hiding in the corner at every event pretending to check emails. Networking isn't just a nice skill to have, it's a game changer. And when you get good at it, you'll wonder why you didn't start sooner. More connections, more opportunities, more profits. It's like unlocking a cheat code for life. So whether you're just the life of the party or just let me stay at home and text type, we've got something for you. So stick around. Let's turn those awkward small talk moments into big wins. Now, I've got an interesting guest today. Her name is Celia Tablet, and she works for Revved Up Kids, a nonprofit organization, which I firmly believe in wholeheartedly. So I'm going to tell you that she's the programs director, but since Revved Up Kids is a nonprofit, she's still an assistant trainer, a networker, and a fundraiser. Oh, by the way, she's also the program's coordinator. So let me introduce Celia and let her give you a little bit more of her background. Celia, how are you?
Michael, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Tell us a little bit about your background.
I came to Revved Up Kids. I was a housewife for 20 years raising my kids. And I came to Revved Up Kids because Allie and David Neal are the co-founders of Revved Up Kids, and they've been friends of mine for years and years. When they created Revved Up Kids, they came to me with the idea and pitched it to me and wanted my feedback. I gave them a little bit of feedback, and then a few years later, they called me and said, "Hey, we need some help on getting some surveys. Can you come and do this?" So I went and started working for them part-time. And then the next thing I knew, they needed administrative help. And then they just kept passing things to me. And about 2 years ago, they said, "We found out that you can talk. We'd like for you to go out and start networking."
Okay, great. That's great. And really, that's how we've come to know and love Celia. Okay, first, how did you get involved in networking within the nonprofit sector?
This has been difficult for me because basically I was just thrown into it. I had been in the business world for a few years prior to having kids. I was a sales systems engineer. And so I'd really not done networking, but I'd always been able to talk to people on a regular basis and give presentations and things like that. So when I was thrown into the networking, I can remember my very first networking meeting. I walked in, I was by myself, I knew not a soul. And I was shy and bashful and stood in the corner and pretended to check my emails on my phone.
Good. Okay. Since you brought us into that, as an assistant trainer and programs coordinator, how has networking shaped your career path?
I don't know about shaped my career path. It has really defined who I am. The networking, being able to go out there and talk to people, to be able to relate to Revved Up Kids and to sell Revved Up Kids, because I passionately believe in Revved Up Kids. So it's made me an integral part of the organization. It's just as I've had more of the administrative things taken away from me, as Allie has pushed me more toward the networking because she's realized that I really enjoy it.
Good. And listen, the fact that you enjoy the networking just helps you in all the arenas, because if you are passionate about Revved Up Kids, which you are, and you enjoy the networking, then it's really just, it's fun. After a while, you're just playing. You're not really working, but you're working when you have to get the money. Okay. What unique challenges and opportunities does networking present in the nonprofit world?
It is very difficult in the networking world. A nonprofit relies on corporate sponsors. We rely on donations. We rely on others to be able to recognize and to believe in us as much as we believe in what we're doing. So when you get out there and you're networking, you are telling the story of what you do and as a nonprofit. And what I say, sometimes I feel really bad about it, but I say that I'm begging for money, but it's the only way that we survive.
That's
So
well,
that's
that's
it's a big challenge.
yeah. I was friendly with the executive director of Meals on Wheels, and he told me almost exactly the same thing verbatim. He said, "Look, nobody likes to ask for money, but that's the only way that we survive. So if it's the only way, then that's what you have to do." How has networking skills contributed to your success in fundraising?
I don't know if it's contributed to my success in fundraising. It's just making friends. Believe it or not, networking is all about first, you have a passion for, I have a passion for my job. I have a passion for getting out there and talking about Revved Up Kids. Networking is just a part of it. And then you've got to make friends. You've got to get to know the people that you're talking to. And it's been really tough for me because I thought I should be nothing but Revved Up Kids and not Celia Talbot. So I realized after a while that I had to be Celia Talbot, that I had to be that person that makes me and let everybody know about my passion for Revved Up Kids.
You're talking about relationships. You're not in a client-based organization because everything is about emotions. And you're building these relationships because it's not just a one-off, oh, here, I'm going to give you $25. You want to go back to that person over and over again, but you want to make them want to give you the money. So you need to create that relationship. And from what I can see, you're doing it very well. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. So give me your top strategy for creating a meaningful networking connection.
Walking, when you meet somebody for the very first time, it is a hi, how are you? Welcome. If it's their first meeting, it's a welcome and opening up the conversation by, hey, what do you do? And then when they ask you, then you're clear, concise, and I hope that you enjoy this networking group. There are a lot of good people here. It's all about relationships.
It is, and at the networking events, you're not looking to receive. I know you're looking for money, but you're looking to give. So you're saying, how can I be a good referral source for you? How can I make you more successful? And by doing that enough, it'll come back. What goes around does come around. And if you build up that type of relationship, then you're going to make it. It's no two ways about it. But it's definitely a relationship business. And you have to look, it's very important to look to give and not receive, almost like 99% of the time. How do you balance in-person networking and digital?
I don't do much digital networking. It's very difficult. I'm an in-person type person. I tell people all the time, I get paid to go out and make friends. It's fantastic.
Absolutely.
I think digitally it's a little bit more difficult, but I guess as far as networking is concerned, you've got LinkedIn, you've got your social media and things like that. So I do try to have a presence out there, but it's, with Zooms and things like that, it's a lot more difficult as far as if that's what you're asking.
How do you keep it all straight? How, let's say you have a good relationship with somebody. Let's say at the chamber meeting, you meet three or four people that you really want to stay in contact with. How do you do it?
Emails. I get home and I immediately email them and say, hey, I'd like to meet with you one-on-one. And then I have one-on-one times where we have coffee, we have lunch, and we just sit down and talk and we get to know each other a little bit better.
Do you use a CRM at all, or just strictly you keep track of yourself?
It's pretty much me keeping track of myself. We do have a database that I'm able to use, but I think that's mostly for clients and things like that. So our customers, but I keep it all with me because I'm a personal type person. I tend to remember people fairly well.
Okay. Give me a common networking mistake that you see people make and how they can avoid it.
Not talking more, not they don't. There's not a firm handshake or a smile, even, or being scared to say anything. I guess I haven't seen too many mistakes, but it would be not being able to communicate. That's the biggest thing because you do have to be able to talk freely, you have to be able to express what you do. And if you're unable to do that's the very beginning, the very start, you turn people away.
I always believe that if you're present, if you're authentic, then it makes everything that much easier. If you are present and authentic and you are able to talk about what you do, now this is easy for an extrovert. If you're an introvert, it takes a little more for you to get used to it, but it is. I just had a podcast earlier with somebody who said, if you're an introvert, it's actually easier than an extrovert. And I said, what do you mean? Because introverts have what's called active listening. They can listen a whole lot better than an extrovert. And when I say be authentic, be real, be present, then that gives them a much more of an opportunity to do that. So I said, it's right that they're right. Okay, so this is pretty much an easy question, but how do you measure success with the networking?
Gosh, for us, it's being able to get donations. It's being able to get funding from people. It's having participation with our fundraisers.
Okay, yeah,
Very
why?
easy.
Yeah, I said that was easy, right? Okay, what approach to nurturing and maintaining the relationships over time? What sort of system do you have in place?
Mine is my going to all of my meetings regularly. I have a lot of different groups that I have joined that I participate in, and it's maintaining relationships through those meetings. I can say with each one that I walk into, I always have a big smile on my face. I'm greeting people personally and so excited to see them. I always feel like I'm walking into the friendliest place. These are all my friends. I know that they're business associates, but they're also my friends. And it's just, and then getting together, like I said, with one-on-ones, going for lunch, going for dinner. Hey, let's go out and grab some coffee. It's all about just maintaining relationships and considering for me, everybody's a friend.
Okay. What advice would you give somebody just starting to build their professional network in the nonprofit sector?
To not be afraid. That's the hardest. Like I said, the very first time I walked in, I was absolutely terrified. But not to be afraid to talk about your nonprofit and not to be afraid to say the only way we survive is by donations. So if you really believe in us, even if it's a tiny little bit, or even if you're able to volunteer for a fundraiser or volunteer with our organization, you have to ask. And that's the hardest thing with being with a nonprofit is that you have to ask.
Okay, so this kind of works into the same thing. What advice would you give to somebody just starting to build their network in the nonprofit sector?
Get out there and ask.
Just get out there and start doing it, right?
Yes. Yeah. You have to introduce what you're doing and you have to believe in what you're doing. I think if I weren't so passionate about Revved Up Kids, that I would not be able to get out there and talk about it, talk to people about it the way I do. If you don't believe in it, you're not going to get anywhere.
True. That's very true. So, what does Revved Up Kids, what big is happening in the near future for Revved Up Kids?
We have our largest fundraiser of the year coming up. It is called Shamrock and Roll. It is a casino night. It's at the Roswell Museum and it's on March 15th. It is a lot of fun. We've got raffle baskets that we'll be giving away. We've got auction items up for auction. We have a super raffle that opens up this coming Friday. I've heard through the rumor mill that we've got an $800 bottle of scotch that's going to be raffled away in the super raffles. Bidding will open up on that one this coming Friday. Like I said, March 15th, grab a friend, a significant other, and come to the computer museum and have a casino night and be able to gamble and have fun.
Celia, that's great. And I'm so happy that you are the front man, because I don't believe Dave is the front man. You are the front man for Revved Up Kids, and you do such an excellent job. And I just can't begin to tell you how thankful I am for Revved Up Kids to be at least in my area. And the more you do, the better. It's just absolutely wonderful. If anybody wants to get hold of you, either to talk to you, to donate, to find out what your events are, how would they do?
They would go to revvedupkids.org and it's revved, REVVED, upkids.org. So we have two V's in it, which makes it a little different.
Okay, good. All right, Celia, I can't begin to thank you enough. You were a great guest. You did a
Thank you.
wonderful job, and I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thank you, Michael.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Well, hold on, folks. Don't go anywhere. Let me just read a few of our sponsors that we have. Struggling to reach success? Maybe it's time to quit. In Quit Your Way to Success by Rodney Davis, this reveals 27 steps to breaking bad habits that hold you back. This powerful book helps you rewire your mindset, take control of your actions, and turn setbacks into stepping stones. With real life examples, motivational quotes, and actionable lessons, especially for sales professionals. You'll gain the tools to quit, what's stopping you, and start winning. Transform your future today. So, Quit Your Way to Success by Rodney Davis, available now on Amazon. And this is a nonprofit called Revved Up Kids. This is something I believe in wholeheartedly. Revved Up Kids is on a mission to protect children and teens from sexual abuse, exploitation, and trafficking. They provide prevention training programs for children, teens, and adults. To learn more, go to revvedupkids.org. That's REVVEDUPKIDS.org. Well, that's a wrap, folks. A huge thank you to our special guest for sharing such incredible insights today. And of course, a big shout out to you, our amazing listeners, for tuning in and spending your time with us. Remember, networking isn't about being perfect, it's about being present. So take what you've learned today, get out there, and make some meaningful connections. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave us a review, and share it with someone who could use a little networking inspiration. Let's keep the conversation going. You can find me on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, or my website, michaelaforeman.com. Remember, until next time, keep practicing, keep connecting, and keep building those relationships. This is Michael A. Foreman signing off. Take care and happy networking.